Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for February 20th, 2024. I am your host, Daryl Perry. I've been thinking a lot about routines lately. Habit stacking, starting, having one action trigger the next action, this domino effect thing. And, you know, for a while, I don't want to say that I ever went away from routines because I've had a morning routine forever. I've had other systems that I put in place where this exact thing happens. You do one thing and then you follow with the next action. But for a while, because I feel that it's very easy for people to get into optimization and productivity and trying to hack their life, that you just basically are living your life to check the boxes. And as I was kind of wanting to get away from this, because like, I feel like the self-development space is a never-ending loop, of optimization in search of finding the ultimate answer. You're trying to optimize, you're trying to constantly get better. And I think self-improvement is one of the most important things that we can do, right? Like we have to improve ourselves and most, if not all, areas of our life, because life does move very fast. The world moves very fast. But I feel like, you know, routines are one of these things where people just try to become ultra productive by stacking a bunch of things together, check the boxes, and they're not really experiencing their life. So then my thought process was, well, you need to have more time where you're just free thinking. You're trying to solve problems. And this is one of those things where you have to have both. And if I'm being honest with myself, for a while I got away from, you know, the structure and the routine. And I would just tell myself, well, you've got to be able to think freely. You've got to be able to just see things bigger than the tasks that are in front of you. However, what I have noticed as I've started to get back into structuring things and really doing that domino effect of the habit stacking and having one action trigger the next and on and on and on to make up an entire routine, taking action, building habits and stacking those habits into a routine and then having multiple routines throughout the day or for various things. Some of them aren't even daily routines. But it's when you work on something, you have a system or a structure that you go through, and it is one thing to the next. So what I have found as I've been using routines again is it helps me keep my mind organized. I love having a wide view. I love trying to solve big picture problems. And I'm really, I enjoy the situation that is the landscape of marketing and business in 2024, because the rules are changing rapidly for a variety of reasons. Been talking a lot about artificial intelligence with you guys. The recession that's going on, the job market, the way it is, the tools and technologies continuing to change. It's really an interesting time to be doing all of this stuff, and it will force you to get away from your fears and clinging on to the past, because again, life is always moving very, very fast. You're always having to make adjustments to go to the next thing in any area of life. So, I mean, you know, what you did yesterday, and I'm thinking about this professionally. There were things that I did that were six, like for 5 years, I would do them six and they led to success. Well, those things, it's different now. So it's, you know, picking out new pieces to the puzzle. But what I'm finding is that having routines, really focusing on habits and making tweaks throughout the day. I'm big in operating and owning your day. And when you're operating and owning your day, you're able to make adjustments on the fly when you need to. But again, what I'm being reminded of, and anybody that really dives into habit development could be like, well, yeah, duh, that's exactly why you do this stuff. In order to be able to make adjustments on the fly, you do have to have some structures and systems. in order to make adjustments when those structures and systems don't aren't available for whatever reason, you choose not to do them. Like you choose not to follow a routine for a given day. In order to have the mental bandwidth to an emotional bandwidth to make the adjustments, having those routines in place so you're not having to do a bunch of mental and emotional heavy lifting day to day helps reserve your mental structures. And then you can say, okay, well, if I can't do the exact routine that I normally do, are there bits and pieces of it that I can do? Can I adjust things to where I can get everything in? Do I need to get everything in? Can I get a half of what I normally get in? Can I do 2/3 of it? Can I do 1/3 of it? But ultimately what I've been reminded of and I've been able to see in my own life is having structures and routines, building those out gives you time to really let things marinate in the background in your mind. So those solving those big picture problems, looking at things beyond yourself and beyond just development, these things work hand in hand. And it's just a reminder that life is an and. There are very few things that are either or. And it's tough to separate that sometimes because so much of what we see day to day, it's polar opposites going against each other, but really everything is contextual. The answer is always in the middle, and the answer is always going to be different for each and every one of us. So that's what I have for you today. If you want to see what I'm up to, you can head to either one of the websites. You can head to darylperry.com. That's just my name.com. So darylperry.com. Or you can head to yourlevelfitness.com. So yourlevelfitness.com. That'll give you a good sense of everything that I've got going on right now. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.